Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger, and this is the Astrology News Report for November 17th, 2024. This is the Applied Astrology segment, where I take a look at a situation or person in current events, and try to find corresponding planetary patterns and astrological energy combinations that explain what's happening and where things are going. This week, we'll be looking at what's going on in the USA chart, in light of the recent national election, of course. First, we'll take a look at Vedic astrology's famous planetary period system, which is a formula for determining the timeline of the unfolding of natal chart karma. According to this predictive technique, the USA is currently in a Rahu major period. This Rahu period began in November 2015 and continues for 18 years until nearly the end of 2033. Since Rahu is one of the eclipse points, it has the quality of darkening, obscuring, and distorting whatever it gets connected to. The ancients were confused by eclipses. Likewise, Rahu signifies confusion. In the Vedic astrology chart, Rahu is seen as the progression of the natal soul, signifying lessons that the soul has to confront in this lifetime. Thus, in some way, Rahu is a significator of destiny, of the future. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a demon. Demons are ambitious. They want what they want. But demons are not to be trusted. Demons are corrupt. Nonetheless, according to the ancient stories, Rahu is a smart, powerful, and successful demon. One of Rahu's powers is his ability to transform himself, to change his body into whatever form he wants to. By using his powers in clever ways, he gets what he wants. Thus, the Rahu major period represents darkness, confusion, but also ambition, innovation, transformation, and also deception and corruption. In the USA Vedic birth chart, Rahu is placed in the 8th house, one of the so-called bad houses of the chart. That's because the 8th house represents a bunch of undesirable karmas. For a nation, the 8th house signifies natural disasters, war, problems with national finances, scandal and humiliation, chronic problems, and even death of the leader. For example of that final one, during the last Rahu major period 120 years ago, at the end of the 1800s and beginning of the 1900s, a president was indeed assassinated. William McKinley, 25th President of the United States, died of an assassin's bullets on September 14th, 1901. During any major period, we also have the sub-periods. Sub-periods add more explicit timing and details to the karmic timeline. The current sub-period of the USA is Mercury, which began in October 2023 and continues until May 2026. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind, linear thinking, and making reasonable decisions. Mercury is the planet of communications, therefore speech, writing, media, communications, messaging. Mercury is the planet of business transactions, commerce, and mercantile activities. But note that in Vedic astrology, Mercury is considered the weakest of all the planets because it can be easily influenced by another planet. In the USA's Sagittarius rising chart, by way of its signs, Gemini and Virgo, Mercury becomes the ruler of the 7th house and the 10th house. For a nation's chart, the 7th house represents countries with which the nation is in partnership. Note that partnership also includes any direct opponent, another form of partnership. The seventh house, broadly speaking, is international affairs. The seventh house also signifies the cooperation of the public. The tenth house represents the ruler, or in the case of the USA, the president and his party, and, more broadly, the ruling class. The tenth house is also the country's power, status, reputation, and renown, or notoriety. The USA's natal Mercury is situated in the 8th house, where it shares that position with Rahu, the current major period ruler. Therefore, the Mercury subperiod puts a double emphasis on the 8th house significations. As described previously, the 8th is one of the so-called bad houses because it manifests a lot of undesirable things, including death of the ruler, end of existing government, peril through war, natural disasters, and famine and epidemic. The 8th is also the house of secret activities, scandal, and humiliation. Additionally, the 8th house of a nation's chart stands for financial relations with other countries. Mercury is bringing the significations of the 10th house of leadership, which it rules, to the 8th house of big changes, scandal, and chronic problems. So, this is not good. With both the major period ruler Rahu and the sub-period ruler Mercury positioned in this sector of the chart, we've already seen a lot of 8th house manifestation during the past year, and especially situations that combine the significations of Rahu and Mercury, giving us corruption of the media, transforming information into messaging, especially through the innovative use of social media apps, media organizations with a clearly lopsided view of the facts, deliberate disinformation, fear-mongering, and so forth. The USA Mercury sub-period continues for another year and a half until May 2026. There's another significant planetary pattern that has been ongoing in the USA astrology chart for the past year. Pluto is transiting over the USA natal Pluto. This is what Western astrology calls a Pluto return. In other words, the planet, transiting in the zodiac, comes back to its natal position in the chart. Pluto takes around 240 years to make a complete circuit of the zodiac, and therefore, ordinary mortals don't experience a Pluto return in their lifetime. However, a country, if it lasts more than a couple of centuries, does get to experience a Pluto return. Because Pluto moves so slowly, the Pluto return gets spread out over a couple of years. In this case, Pluto got close to the USA natal Pluto in 2023, then went retrograde, came back to the US natal Pluto in 2024, goes over the US natal Pluto now, and then goes retrograde again and comes back over Pluto again during 2025. Pluto is considered to have the energy of Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction. But Shiva doesn't cause destruction for its own sake. Since it's a closed system, in order for something new to be born, something that has run its course has to be removed. That's Shiva's job. And so too with Pluto, which becomes the planet of destruction and rebirth. Problem is, you get the destruction phase of the cycle first. So, looks like that's what's beginning to happen. Pluto also stands for mass events, generational change, things that happen on a large scale. Another interesting astrological formation happens to be that Mars, the planet of action, an activator for other planetary combinations, is interacting with the Pluto return. Starting at the end of October, Mars moved into position to be opposing the USA natal Pluto and transiting Pluto. and due to Mars going through a retrograde phase starting in December 2024, Mars will be hanging out in this portion of the zodiac, going back and forth opposite the Pluto position for the next several months, with the final opposition not finishing until early June 2025. Note that Mars is simultaneously transiting in the USA 8th house, providing more energy for the karma that is already activated by the current major and sub-period planets Rahu and Mercury. So, lots of months of transformative energy, months of destruction, and hopefully after there'll be a rebirth at some point. One of the other transits that has been bothering me for the past year has been Ketu, transiting in the USA 10th house. Ketu is the significator of the past, the connector with past karma, and the potential for ripening of past karma, the past karma coming due. Ketu is spiritual, which translates as idealism, and therefore promotes dissatisfaction with the status quo. Since it represents the past, Ketu signifies the unseen, the non-material dimension. Ketu is like antimatter. It's the significator of dissolution, thus a significator of change, which, at its most extreme, can even promote chaos. Last year, I was looking at this and wondering, how can this be? Ketu transiting through the 10th house of the leadership. But back in 2023, Biden still looked pretty solid. Well, now it is clear what Ketu was foretelling. The chaos president is back. But it's not over yet. The significator of chaos is still transiting in the USA 10th house until the end of May 2025. So, still plenty of time for creating more mischief and chaos. Okay, that's it for this week's report. Next week, we'll be looking at the upcoming retrograde Mercury period and what to expect for each rising sign chart. So, until then.